We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Horowitz and Moriello are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. McCann with another update here in about 27 minutes, our final hour together. What a Sunday it will be all across America and Canada with the final episode of Game of Thrones, started in April of 2011. Over 8 years later, we'll get the final, what is it, an hour and 18 minutes coming up on Sunday night. So with the NBA playoffs, which featured the Warriors rallying from 66-53 down at halftime to win 110-99. Wow. 33 points in the second half for the Blazers at home. That's choking. I'm sorry. Warriors have that swagger, experience, and Curry, you know, he's kind of quieting everybody. If you remember, it's like it's KD's team. No, it's Steph Curry's team. And you got the triple-double from Draymond, and there's Klay knocking down big shots, and the bench, and Iguodala, and just, this reminds me of when Golden State took off. Key will be, you know, and I said it in the first half, hey, they're just mailing it in, it's NBA, they're going to win this in five or six, and they had that unbelievable second half. And I asked this question at halftime when we were live tonight, do they play enough defense to win it all? Milwaukee's the best defensive team in the NBA. That's going to be one heck of a final unless Toronto can win those games at home. And they play game three Sunday night, 7 p.m. So it led to this question of the night, and we've had wonderful back and forth conversation with the audience. What's the most important thing, one thing to you this weekend? Final episode of Game of Thrones on Sunday night, NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs with the Blues and the Sharks tied at two games apiece, the Preakness, which ran today with War of Will winning it. Great run by that horse that got blocked by maximum security in the Derby. Is it WWE in the pay-per-view event in Hartford on Sunday night? Is it the PGA Championship with Brooks Koepka delivering the star power with that seven-shot lead at Bethpage Black, which is one of the hardest courses on earth? Or is it your local Major League Baseball team? The most important thing to you. And then, Game of Thrones, is it the best TV series on the pay side? You know, HBO, Showtimes, Netflix, Hulu's, Amazon's, any series that you've watched there. Is that the best pay series of all time? Sopranos is always number one in my book. And then I, you know, Breaking Bad, Ozarks. Man, I love Billions. And then your favorite TV series of all time, because like what, The Big Bang Theory just wrapped up their run. I think Modern Family, which I, again, well written. Just the way they do it, that is hilarious. I think they're going into their final year this fall. And once they get enough for syndication and start, and they're all just going to live for the rest of their lives with residuals. Somebody told me that every Seinfeld episode wasn't good. Your TV series, Horowitz, did you give me your over-the-air TV series that was the best for you? You said 24?
Yeah, but in terms of the comedy, Seinfeld was right as I was growing up, and I've seen it. I love it, and I'm a big fan of Curb now with Larry David, you know, the man behind Seinfeld. But to me, The Office is right up there with it. The Office is tremendous.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah, that is funny. And see, I caught up on that through binging. You know, whether it was Netflix or whoever had it, you know, I never watched that live. We all have our particular taste. That's why the Game of Thrones thing isn't for everybody. So you can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Mike in Columbia, South Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, big guy. What's going on, man?
How you doing, Michael?
You got my mind racing. I'm like a TV guy, but I usually talk sports. And I want to say this really quick about sports. Who was pulling for the horse with no rider today? I was sitting there going, come on, man. Win this with no rider. How funny would that be?
Well, I thought, too, I'm watching the horse with no rider during the Preakness, and I'm thinking, what if the other horses go, hey, man, we're just going to turn around and we're going to go. We're gonna go hang off. We're all gonna run off like through a gate, like a pack of wild Mustangs on a ranch in Montana, and then just running down the streets of Baltimore.
That was great. And when the rider tried to pull up and get him, he was like, "Uh-uh, I'm finishing this mother. I'm going."
He did.
Hey, I've got to holler at you about this.
He was coming. He was coming too. I'm like, I'm rooting for the guy with no jockey. With the way we had the Kentucky Derby, the guy with no jockey comes across the finish line first.
Hey, big guy, I got to tell you this, though. I know you just thought you talked about Lord of the Rings. You said something about Hobbit, and you compared it to Harry Twatter, which I call it. It's bull crap. Listen, one thing you got to understand about Lord of the Rings, it's the number two best if you exclude the Bible. And this, Tolkien was a genius, and if it wasn't for Tolkien and his stuff, there would be no Game of Thrones. And let me tell you, Amazon, and your call screener didn't even know this, Amazon spent $500 million to get the rights to do five seasons in 2021 on the second age of Lord of the Rings. And I don't know, because it sounds to me like you haven't really read much Tolkien, but it is unbelievable if you've ever read the Silmarillion or went into it. And I'm telling you, if you like Game of Thrones, that Lord of the Rings, they're going to spend over $1 billion to put this out, and it is going to be off the chain.
You know what, Mike, I will listen to your advice. Thanks for the call in South Carolina and Columbia, and I will look into it, because I believe if something's good, I've always said this with music, TV, movies, a book, a great article, you know, I still love a Sunday, you know, morning read where you read something good in a magazine, and everything's so short, and I get the millennial world we live in. But anything good, I appreciate. And I don't limit it to, and I know I'll throw some sarcasm and joke around, but I will look into Lord of the Rings. Maybe my kids would like seeing it. Now let's go to Dean in Chicago listening on AM 670 The Score. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Dino.
Yeah, I just wanted to weigh in on what I'm going to be watching tonight. It won't be NBA or NHL, since no Chicago teams are involved again. So I'll be watching the Cubbies trying to beat the Nationals tonight. As far as the best programs I've seen on cable or the premium channels, I love The Ranch with Sam Elliott and Ashton Kutcher, Deborah Winger. Best TV series ever on the network has to be NYPD Blue.
Oh, yeah.
That show. I watched every episode, and I watch everyone now in syndication on H&I. So.
Well, thank you, buddy. I appreciate you sharing the call and your thoughts in Chicago listening on AM 670. The Score. Let's go to Tino in Ohio. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good, buddy.
I'm going to start off. I'm not a huge Game of Thrones fan. I've seen the first episode. I really liked it. I really want to get into it. But come tomorrow night, or well, tonight actually, I'm probably going to be watching the St. Louis Blues San Jose game. I'm really hoping San Jose can pull it through. As far as... my favorite TV show on a paid network, I got to go with Letterkenny on Hulu. I find the comedy just fantastic. And then as far as show that aired, I'm a huge superhero fan. So I got to go with Batman, the animated series, because of what it did for Batman as a whole. And just for an animated cartoon to run as well as it did, I think it did very well in its time.
Well, thank you, Tino. Appreciate the huge opinion in Ohio. And think about that, from Batman to Marvel to Lord of the Rings, to Harry Potter, to Game of Thrones, these just multi-billion dollar series. It's almost like Sopranos. They never did. They talked about doing that movie. You remember that, Horowitz? They were going to do a theater ending to Sopranos. And even the way Sopranos, the series ended, you thought there was going to be that movie, right? That there would be this great two-hour finish once you watch the last one on HBO. And it never happened. And also, the Soprano characters, they were so typecast in a way that it was so strong that, you know, it was tough for them to do anything else without you thinking the Sopranos. And I think it's going to be the same thing with all the characters. Now, Game of Thrones, there's so much makeup acting in terms of, you know, their look that I don't think it will be as limited. But Gandolfini never, you know, he tried to get in some movies and he was always Tony Soprano. He was. Just amazing. Gosh, I'll watch anytime that series is on. If they do on one of the extended HBO channels, I have like 9,000 channels. I get anxiety. I can't watch everything I want to watch. It's amazing. Best ever. So Sopranos, Breaking Bad, Ozarks on Netflix is unbelievable. Game of Thrones is right there in my top five that I've ever watched. So you can give me your greatest TV series you ever watched, then the paid channels, and then also this weekend, what's more important, the final episode of Game of Thrones, NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs, Preakness, PGA Championship, WWE pay-per-view Sunday night, or your local MLB team? 1-855-212-4CBS, that's 1-855-212-4227. Eric in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Eric?
I think Better Call Saul is a better show than Breaking Bad is. They're going to be on their fifth season soon, and I don't know if you've watched it, but it's a much better show than Breaking Bad, in my opinion.
Yeah, Better Call Saul is another good show, and thank you, Eric, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, which I think was that not Horowitz? Wasn't that Breaking Bad? The city was set in?
That was Breaking Bad, yeah.
Yeah, it was. Like, we almost broke bad right there.
I thought we were doing it.
I thought, you know what we're going to do? I'm on the throne. This is Game of Thrones, the Saturday Night Huge Show, and we almost broke bad right there.
During the commercial break, I'm going to be throwing pizzas on the roof of building here.
Then it almost became a comedy show called Seinfeld. So what we do is we act out in real life while we're doing live radio. We're thespians at the end of the day, and we're proud of it. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. Horowitz and Moriello, two of the best in the business, producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. McCann will have an update here in just about 7 minutes. Huge question of the night. Game of Thrones, final episode, 8 years. A little over 8 years ago, that series started on HBO. Final extended episode on Sunday night in the series. They may do a prequel down the road. I think that's in the works. With the NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs, the Preakness, the PGA Championship at Bethpage Black, WWE pay-per-view event on Sunday night. Astros, Red Sox, your local MLB teams, Twins fans are ecstatic, Rays fans are going nuts, Cubs, Dodgers playing some good baseball, Phillies starting to get some long dingers from Harper. What's the most important thing to you this weekend when it comes to sports or the final episode of Game of Thrones? And then in our final 30 minutes together, before we get to Zach Gelb, favorite TV series of all time. And there are two categories. One, over-the-air TV, and with the modern era we live in today, the pay channels, HBO, Showtime, Hulu, Amazon, Prime, Netflix. Where does Game of Thrones rank for you? Sopranos is number one for me. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Ahmad in Washington, D.C., in our nation's capital. Thanks for the wait. And you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, brother. How you doing tonight?
Doing good, Ahmad.
Oh, that's good. So one of my favorite shows is Gotham on Fox 5. Great show. And second one, of course, is Game of Thrones. But I'm going to be watching WWE first, and then later on I'm going to watch Game of Thrones.
All right. Well, thank you, Ahmad in D.C. Massey in Toronto, Canada, listening on AM 590. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill. How are you? First,
doing good, Massey.
Yeah, top five shows, Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad, Sopranos, and the other two I can't remember right now, speaking so fast. But, yeah, I'm definitely going for Game of Thrones, even though, you know, this last season is a little rushed and a little not so true to the material, but definitely Game of Thrones. And since I am in Toronto, I'm definitely going to be following that Raptors game before all that. But you know what? I think the Raptors are done, so... Yeah, that's my two-piece.
Well, thank you, Massey, in Toronto. Yeah, Raptors play at 7, so you can hit your DVR. That'll be, what, about 2.5 hours? So 9:30, you could DVR, then jump right into Game of Thrones, for those of you in Toronto and Canada. Nate in Baltimore, Maryland. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
How you doing?
Hey, Nate.
Yeah, can I talk about how outrageously good Golden State is? I'm not a fan of theirs, no way, no how. But this team is just so outrageously good. I would say they're the best team in the NBA. And their coach, was Steve Kerr?
Steve Kerr.
I would say he's the best coach in the NBA. And those two together... hard to beat them guys, I'll tell you. And all this madness about Kevin Durant being out and how they're going to make up without him, they don't need Kevin Durant.
Man, they don't need him. Right. And Nate, thank you for listening to Baltimore, Maryland. They lose Cousins and Durant. All right? Durant's an MVP-level player. They lose Cousins and Durant, and they're showing us what it was like when they splashed, and they were the Splash Brothers, and Clay, Steph, Draymond with the triple-double. He can handle the rock, like I said at the start of this broadcast. And if I'm Golden State, I stick with that. They're going into the state-of-the-art arena across the bay in San Francisco. I don't. Well, maybe Clay's going to end up a Laker, we were all talking about, right? They're going to keep KD? No. Mm-mm. You can see Steph wants to be the man, and he is the man. And they are better without Durant and Cousins. They are. Let's go to Michael in Chicago, listening on AM 670, The Score. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
Not too bad. On my way home. So my top three shows, one that, you know, a lot of you guys are saying Game of Thrones and Better Call Saul, but people forget about Sons of Anarchy. It was a really good show.
Yes.
That ended. Let's see. My second favorite would be Game of Thrones, of course. I'm going to watch that. And for tonight, I'm going to watch the Twins beat up on the Mariners some more.
All right. Thank you, Michael in Chicago. Bill in Louisville, Kentucky. You're up next on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, I'm calling in. How you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. Thanks for listening tonight.
Yes, I listen to you all the time. But I'm going to go a little bit deeper. My favorite show back in the day was Star Trek.
Star Trek, going old school. And what about the HBO shows or Showtime or Netflix or
Okay,
these I'm gonna new go pay with, shows.
On HBO, I'm gonna go with Oz.
The show Oz. About the, oh, yeah. There's an old one too. That was a good series about the prison.
Yes. And then on sports, my favorite thing I seen today on sports was Dante Wilder knocking out Dominique Brazil in 2 minutes of the heavyweight championship fight tonight.
2 minutes.
Sleep.
All right, buddy. Well, thank you, Bill, in Louisville, and I appreciate you listening to the show. Lucky in Baltimore, Maryland, side of the Preakness. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing tonight? First time caller.
Hey, welcome, Lucky.
I'm going to be looking at Game of Thrones because I watched it, and I turned a lot of people on to it. I like it. It's all right. But my favorite TV show, All in the Family. I liked All in the Family.
Could you imagine All in the Family trying to get by in the politically correct world we live in today, Lucky?
Hey, it's comedy. I'm an African-American, and I loved All in the Family. Even back then, I still would like it now.
No, man, Archie Bunker, I look at TV, and because it was comedy, it was sarcasm, it wasn't real life, it wasn't meant to offend anybody, but with the politically correct world we live in today, that show could never fly today.
You know what? Comedy is comedy, and some people just like it. That's all it is. They're taking it too serious. It's just too serious. I like comedy. And as far as the HBOs and the pay-per-views, I like the Hill Street Blues.
Hill Street Blues? Another old day. We have been blessed in our lifetime, and thank you, Lucky, in Baltimore, Maryland. Appreciate the love and listening each and every Saturday night. We've had some good TV shows. We really have. And when some of these leave, and you spend 8 years and you watch these characters grow in the series, and they get older, you get older, there's an emotional connection. There is. Man, Sopranos, that was tough to watch. The last one was Sopranos. It was. And I, the Big Bang Theory, I came into that binge watching, didn't start watching it, thought it was a little nerdy, and it turned out to be a well-written show. It made me laugh. It was well done, all the actors across the board. We do have one final segment together. You want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter. And Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. To the callers online, your huge opinions are next.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Bill Huge Simonson.
We are back live across North America for our final segment on this Saturday night or early Sunday morning, wherever you are listening. Horowitz and Moriello are back at CBS Sports Radio. Is Zach Gelb in at 2 a.m. Eastern Time?
He is.
He's been doing some great interviews. Did he sit down and talk with Jim Nance? Did he go out to Bethpage Black? He's a hustler. I like that.
He did. I saw that. He's all over the place.
Yeah, he's going out there and saying, hey, I'm Jim Rome. Can I do an interview? You don't look like Jim Rome. Yeah, but I sound like him.
And I love Zach, but I got to be honest. Jim's a hell of a lot more handsome.
And also Jim Nance. Sitting down talking with him. When I was watching the video of Zach talking to Nance, Nance had that look like, who in the hell is this guy?
No, the irony is, Zach was telling a story. Nance actually came up to him. How about that?
Did he say, is Zach going to say that Jim Nance walked up to him and said, are you Zach Gelb?
I think that's how it went, according to Zach. Now, again, I'm just the messenger here, so I don't know.
I remember when I was starting in radio, and Michael Jordan walked up to me, and the story kind of changed where Michael said, hey, I listen to you every day. I go, really? That's nice, when I was working in Chicago. Zach was at the Super Bowl. Did CBS have the Super Bowl, too?
This year, I don't think so, but I don't know for sure. But you got to remember, Zach grew up in the business. His father produced Mike and the Mad Dogs. Zach's been around forever.
Oh, he did? I didn't know that.
Way back in the day. And his dad still works here at WFAN in sales.
And here's another thing, too. And I've been around, the big names in sports. They usually have a handler where they'll lean over and say, who's that person coming, right? Or who is that?
Right. And I would, by the way, side note, I would love to be a handler. Be like, well, you know,
they all have them. I mean, Michael, you know, I've told you the story when I, you know, the pickup game when he was trying to make the comeback with the Wizards at the Gold Coast Multiplex in Chicago on Saturday mornings. Word got out that he would pick a team. Media could not play with him. His two security guards, former police officers in Chicago, were on his team. He then would pick two other guys randomly from the crowd. And his handlers would come up. I think it was Tim Grover, who was the trainer to the Stars. And I put my name on the board, and we got to play a game. You know, the winner owns the court. And Michael would, so competitive, would try and see how many games in a row he could win. And, you know, we played our game, and I told you that, you know, I set a pick he didn't like, and then he, you know, started quietly, not embarrassing me, would say things like, you know, only real blankety blanks play this game. And I'm like, okay. And then he told me after I set a pick, we're walking back, you know, they're going to check at top of the key. And quietly, he never did it, you know, you never saw Michael rail or embarrass people. And he's walking by me and he says, try that again. And I go,
oh boy.
And I'm like, and now what happened there, Horowitz, was I forgot where I was, and I'm competitive, and I'm like, I go, okay, yeah, really? You gonna do that? You know, and I'm just some, you know, dumb guy in Chicago. So
like you're on the middle school court again.
Exactly. Like not, I need
like it's not
now.
Michael.
I'm taking on Michael Jordan. Okay, you want Game of Thrones? Here we go. Okay, you want the ultimate finale? I got it for you. So I go back up, and there was a good guy by random drawing who like played at Eastern Illinois. You know, the word got out that Michael was doing this, and this guy was about 6'5" guard, lefty. He was tough. I forget his name. You know, it was 97. 98, 99, whenever this was. And I was working for AM 1000 in Chicago. And Mitch Rosen, who runs AM 670, The Score in Chicago right now, is my boss. And I told the guy, I said, hey, I'm going to slide over. I'm going to set another pick on Michael. And I go, just come around. Well, Michael puts out the elbow and chicken wings me and knocks the wind out of me. So I'm on all fours, and he leans down, not to help. He leans down. He goes, what did I blankety blank tell you? Okay.
And how do you react to that?
No, that's so I'm like gasping, and I'm like, I get up, and I'll never forget Luke Kanellis, who does Fox TV in Chicago, was my, you know, partner on the Huge show on the radio there. And he was laughing. And so I'm walking back down the court, and we're losing now. The games were to 11, so we're losing 10-5. And I said, okay, I wonder who's going to take the shot here. And so I'm guarding one of the police officers, security guards for Michael, and I'm out on the left corner. And naturally, when you see people go to the bucket and pick a ball, you kind of just move towards them because you may want to hack them, especially on game point. Well, I'm forgetting it's not lunchtime at the Gold Coast Multiplex. This is Michael Jordan. And just the peripheral vision made me go towards the middle, and Michael shook that 6'5 guard, did like a crossover, and I remember just seeing shoes, right? And he slams it, and he looked right at me, and Luke Kanellis is standing right to the right, and he goes, only real MFs play this game.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, okay, well, we're done. That was game point. I saw Air Jordan. I'm just going to walk. I'm exiting stage right now. And so I go sit down on the treadmill trying to, you know, mentally get through the emotion of all this. And about half hour later, I knew Tim Grover because he was training, boy, A-Rod, Barkley, so many people. And he was based in Chicago. Right, trainer to the Stars. And he comes over, and I see him, and I'm like reading the paper, drinking a Gatorade, sitting on a treadmill. which probably more is just to check out the beautiful women. I wasn't really looking to do 45 minutes after playing that game. And he goes, that was interesting. That's what he says, right? And I go, yeah. He goes, what'd you think? And I go, naturally, what do I say? Oh, yeah, he can play. Oh, yeah, like they're looking for my review.
He's
like,
all right.
like they're looking for my critique of Michael Jordan. And so Grover's laughing, and he goes, and I said, man, I wish I could play with him. And he said, yeah, you know the rule, Michael, no media. Next thing I know, there's a hand on my shoulder. He puts his hand out, and Michael Jordan says, are we good? And I go, I look, and now I'm trying to be cool, right? I look, and while my paper's right there, the Gatorade, Grover, and Michael, and then his security guys are that went everywhere with him, are standing right behind him. And I go, yeah, we're cool. And I shake his hand, and they walk away, and I swear, I thought I soiled my pants. And I had to sit there and look cool while everyone's looking, and he walks away. And I'm thinking, if the hottest girl in this place does not go out with me tonight in Chicago, I would be stunned. And so Luke comes walking up, and he goes, did Michael stop by? And I go, yeah. I go, he's really cool. And yeah, so that was my Michael story. But what everyone talks about, like, you know, he would pick fights with people. You hear that all the time, right? Create this made-up drama to motivate him. And I'm thinking, you know, was because he stopped after that day, he went and moved his training. He bought Grover's gym and moved his training in there. So I'm thinking, was I the over-the-hump guy that convinced Michael, you know what, I'm going to go back to the NBA again? And which was a mistake, and him in a Wizards uniform never looked right. And I'll say this till the day I die for our listeners on AM 670 The Score, how Michael Jordan is part of the Charlotte Hornets and not part of the Bulls when his statue is out front is one of the biggest travesties in sports I've ever seen. It is. I mean, that's like Tiger Woods not playing on the PGA Tour. You know what I mean? Wow. Yeah, that was cool, man. And then I think a couple weeks later, Michael and Tim said, hey, Michael wants you to stop by. He's got a VIP area at some hip nightclub. And Lou said, hey, Michael invited us in. I got to go in this private area with Michael. That was amazing. That was fantastic. Chicago was awesome.
Did you try setting a pick on him when you were in the VIP lounge?
No. That I will say, man, he has bony elbows because that caught me like... And, you know, and then I had to do the all fours in front of like 200 people, and he didn't help me up too. That I was mad about that he didn't help me up. And I'm thinking, I believe I can fly. That's what I was thinking when he was dunking. I can believe I could touch the sky. I think about it every now and then. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's a true story.
That's incredible though.
I'm not making that up. That is flat out true. That's probably the biggest sports experience. I had nothing to do with the show. Yeah, I knew Tim Grover and I interviewed Tim, and he would really, you know, feed me a lot of information and hook me up with up and coming stars. I remember he started working when Corey Maggette, a Chicago guy, had just left Duke. I think he trained Elton Brand. Now Elton's running the Sixers, isn't he? Yeah, I think he is. And then he's this good guy, Tim Grover. And then Tiger used to come to Chicago. And I think Grover worked during the off season with Tiger, and Tiger would keep a lime green, greenish Mercedes, and Tiger Woods and Michael would run around town in Chicago together. This is in Tiger's heyday, right? Yeah, Tiger and Michael running the streets of Chicago. Yeah, just think, you don't think Michael thinks, you know what, man, you know, 6 world championships, hanging with Tiger, Space Jam, and I got the chicken wing and almost break 3 ribs on Bill Simonson. Career highlights. Amazing. Chicago was greatest 3 years of my life. Let's go to Philip in Atlanta, Georgia. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, thanks for accepting my call.
How you doing, Philip?
Great show tonight. Kudos to the producers.
Yeah, they're awesome.
So my TV show is Sons of Anarchy on the network. And then your premium channels would be Dexter. People are sleeping on Dexter, but that's a great show.
Yeah. Is that about the guy who was killing everybody, but he works at a morgue, right?
No, he works at the police department. He's like the photographer at crime scenes.
Oh, yeah. I never watched that. Is it good?
Great show. Great. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You start feeling for, he's basically like a serial killer. But, yeah, it's a pretty good show.
I will watch that. Well, thank you, Philip, for that advice out of Atlanta. Let's go grab Brown in Boston. Final caller of the night listening on the Sports Hub. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how you doing, yo?
Hey, what's up, B?
Hey, when you mentioned about Archie Bunker, that was one thing. I've been recognized since 1979, so I'm really, Three Stooges were my thing. But anyway, Archie Bunker, like you said, they couldn't show it on TV. I just wanted to let you know, on May 22nd, there's going to be a special with Jimmy Kimmel and I think Norman Lear, and it's going to have they're going to do an episode of All in the Family and an episode of The Jeffersons. And then the All in the Family, it's going to have Woody Harrelson as Archie, and it's going to have Marissa Tomei as Edith. And then on The Jeffersons, it's going to have Jamie Foxx and
Wanda Sykes.
Yeah, Wanda Sykes. And it's going to be a special, and they're going to talk about the shows, but they're going to show two full episodes with Woody Marissa.
That's fantastic, Brown. Thanks for that call in Boston, listening on the Sports Hub. Yeah, I think I saw a commercial for that. Hey, man, this was some of the greatest 4 hours of conversation I've ever had on the radio. Thank you. 24/7. Stay in touch at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Thank you, Horowitz. Thank you, Moriello. We'll talk to you soon here on CBS Sports Radio.